Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Well, we got a huge deficit. Federal government's got a $4 or $5 trillion, $500 billion deficit. I heard it on the news.
Story out before your foes. I know you're looking.
say, in light of what's happened with the oil for food program, some people say supported by Iran.
Some say that it's a sour grapes book. Some people say it's just too violent. There's too much blood. Some people say. There's some people who say something, if not major, has already happened. Those are his words.
Some people say it's exploitive. What do you say to that?
Yeah. in your town.
And I ain't playing.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am. And I am not capable of bowing to a man. And I am not capable of granting jurisdiction. Especially considering the fact that you're a fiction. Especially considering the fact you ain't real. And I'm flesh and I'm blood and I breathe and I feel. And I'm here and I'm now. I exist in this time. And the only place that you exist is in mine. And the only evidence of your existence is paper. I'm 80% water. You ain't even made of vapor. You ain't nothing but a figment of the imagination of men and women whose opinions held as legislation. But how does that opinion then create an obligation upon an autonomous sovereign without a nation? I'm saying, as a king, I stand above your law. And it doesn't even matter whether or not I cross your bar.
The First Amendment is deader than the doornail. Speaking your mind could get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms? Roll up your sleeve. Your First Amendment is deader than the doornail. Speaking your mind could get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms? Your beloved America's a British colony de jure. The king funded both sides of the Revolutionary War. The people does not include you. You're a whore. You can verify that in Barron vs. Baltimore. Look on your deed and you'll see the word tenant. Slaves cannot own property, just rent it. Social Security's in place to enslave us. The trust fund, they blew it. Stewart vs. Davis. It's all psyched out in black and white. Decided very long ago how you'd react and fight. Contingency plans were drawn up exact, precise on how to distract your nice from the facts of life. They polarize the people to attack and fight within groups searching for truth and hijack the plight. I knew a few patriots who lacked the price. One of them's drunk in a lounge singing Mac the Knife. The other two have disappeared unheard of. Some say suicide, others say murder. Watch out for patriots on the radio. Many know the truth, but they simply won't say it though. I ain't looking for beef, cause most of you're friendly. But Alex Jones seen juices as kosher as any. Another money bomb, how much can you lend me? What can I get with 3 quadrillion pennies? Your First Amendment is deader than a doornail. Speaking your mind will get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms, roll up your sleeves. Your First Amendment is deader than the doornail. Speaking your mind will get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms, roll up your sleeves.
The Jewish people seem to run 90% of all the media and all of the Hollywood movies.
All right, thanks for the call.
By the way, Larry didn't say he hated the Jews.
Question, why are you still breathing? I mean, why haven't you really just taken a toaster oven and thrown it in the bathtub of yourself and had a party? Because that's what you need to do.
I mean, Kate Foxman of the Jewish ADL admits that the 8 largest movie studios are run by Jews. Joel Stein, also Jewish. Joel Stein says, of course the Jews run all of you and the movies. And the media. And Jason, please don't call yourself the info warrior if you don't even know those basic facts. Ben stopped. He was asked by reporters, the Jews own Hollywood. And he looked at the reporter like he was nuts. He said, well, of course the Jews run and own Hollywood. So what? According to Jason Berman,
he even dared to say that the Jews run Hollywood.
The man come home and take you away.
All right. Welcome to Kate's Crazy Nation Radio. This is your host, Mon Rec, and today's date is 8/27/2014. They call this Wednesday. That's what they named it. I don't know why, and I don't know what it means. So if anybody does, let me know. I was having fun in the chat room already tonight. I want to say hello to everybody, all my good friends here tonight with me. It's, it's been a hot one in the Midwest. Temperature's been on the rise. We hit about 99 degrees a day. It was hot. Damn it, Timmy, hot. But anyway, you guys see what I put up on for tonight. I'm still in the prison thing, man. I'm stuck in prison. I'm institutionalized. There's no way out for me. But anyway, in reality, the way I want to go with this is, folks, this bullshit world we live in has to dissolve. It has to go away. Too many rules in the game. Too many. I mean, the corporation controls all of us, every bit of it. We don't have a government. We're controlled by a corporation. And they control everything you do, but you don't know it. That's what I mean about being in a prison. They control the food. They control the water. They control everything. Everything. Cigarettes, tobacco, drugs, sex, children, old people. I mean, the way you come, the way you go. So that's what you live in. There's a regulation for everything. And sometimes there's more than one regulation for one thing. So, you know, you got to look at that. You know, I mean, I don't want people to spread chemicals or diseases or anything stupid. But if one screws it up, everybody has to pay. That's bullshit. I think it's bullshit. That's why I think it's all considered a prison. You might be free at some point, but not completely. You have to go by, like, you know, mother hen. Free will doesn't happen. I mean, you have to have a fishing license. You have to have a driver's license. You have to have a marriage license. You know, a license to get married. I know it's a business. I know technically, but most people don't. They don't get that. They don't understand what that license is for. I guess it's to practice marriage, you know. You two are living together. How long have you been together? You're not married. Let me see your marriage license. No, get against the car. Do you have marriage insurance? Do you have registration as marriage? That's next. That's going to be coming next. Yeah. The marriage police are coming to get ya. So you're all going to jail. And for those who are single, you know, not complying with the order of the overlords telling you you have to be married, you have to buy their food. I mean, the Chinese are buying up most of the food production companies in this country right now. I think it picked up Smith Foods, what, a few years back, and that's the biggest hog producer in the country. They own that now. And they bought, 50,000 acres up north of Missouri, somewhere up north that way, some crazy shit like that. So who knows? I mean, who knows what's next to come along the pike? But, man, we got to take a look at this, and we the people are the only ones that can change it. They're scared of us, but we just can't seem to get our shit together with each other. Get our heads out of our asses and take a look at this. And most people, oh, no, they'll take care of it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not too concerned, or don't bother me with it. Well, guess what? When it comes to bother you, then I'm going to look at you because I'm not going to help you. You said don't bother me, so I'm not bothering you when you can't find nothing to eat. So, anyway, I'm going to keep quit rattling off this monologue bullshit. I'm going to bring my co-host in here and see how much I can get her to kick my butt. And it is the Internet of the Airways. Hello, Internet. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Ron. I'm well. Thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
More than others, less than others. Either way. I'm
okay.
In the middle.
You're in the middle of the road.
I'm in the middle of the road, right. Will that still, can I bring back the classes again? Does that mean I'm a middle class?
No. Is there a middle class anymore?
Well, I claimed last night I have no class, so that's me.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a Republican. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not even independent. I give up on all that. My psychiatrist says,
yeah.
Ron, give up on politics. Just quit it. Don't, you know, I'm really worried about you, man. So I quit. And I just talk about him a lot.
Yeah,
so let's have
it
fun with
that.
You. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how was your day?
Yeah. It was all right.
Yeah.
Not as bad as yesterday, but it was all right.
Yeah, today was better. Good. I'm always glad to hear that. That's why I didn't see you yesterday, so I was worried about you a little bit. I did call you, but you didn't answer.
Oh, I was probably asleep. I slept most of the day and night and everything away.
Well, you do that. I'm not really. I've done made my first week after coming home, I think. No, that's not true. I'm still on my first week. That's what you heard at the end. But I have to be cool for like 2 weeks before I get out and do anything. Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I'm getting bored.
Yes, I did. I did listen to last night's show.
Did you?
Yeah, I listened to it just before coming on here. I was happy I wasn't there when I heard it.
What? I can get
mm-hmm.
this. Yesterday was the best show ever.
Oh, really?
I'm joking,
okay.
You know what? But I thought it was interesting. It wasn't too bad.
Yes, you were really trolled.
Yeah, I know. I like them. I like when they troll me. Brings the numbers up. Not that it matters any, you know.
Yeah, I kick them.
That's me. Yeah, I know. I was abusing some of them, too. Don't think I wasn't. I was kicking quite a few of them out of there.
I believe you.
You know, they were talking about you a little bit, and I didn't like that, so I kicked
I heard that, too.
Yeah, so they had to go. But then they got in the chat room, had to kick them out of there, too. You know, so I was bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. You don't get the pleasure of doing that. I usually get them quick. I try to.
I know, you're ahead of me. You're paying attention. I try to, but, I'm special. I was on a little yellow bus.
Okay.
So I have attention deficit disorder. Adult attention deficit disorder. In other words, I don't pay attention.
And I believe that's by choice. That person that came up with the attention disorder, he admitted that it was made up.
Yes, it's made up. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It is bullshit. Yeah.
It was just a way to get children hooked on medicine. And you notice mainly as boys. You don't find too many girls on it. But,
right.
And then to get them medicated, so you start them off on medication, which you take them off of it when they're 18. They have withdrawals from it. So then they have to go to something else to still get the fulfillment of that drug.
Uh-huh.
So.
That's,
they make the prisons according to the drugs and everything else that they're putting in these children when they're young.
Right.
So they know how many.
It's nice when you have a captive audience. You have captive consumers that are not aware of what they've done to them.
Smokey said her son's second grade teacher tried to get all the boys in her class put on meds. I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
They want these perfect little children that are like robots. They got to be the perfect size, speak when spoken to, which was the way how it was when I was growing up. You spoke when you were spoken to, but children are different now.
Well, both of my kids
and
had
I think
issue
they need
bus.
To teach
one,
these
one
children
kid.
How to hand to teach these teachers how to handle children because
no.
It doesn't work the old way.
Yeah. They don't want to do that. I had an incident on bus with my two boys. Some bigger kid was messing with my youngest kid. My bigger kid protected his brother. Didn't hurt nobody or nothing.
The school wanted
to take him to a psychiatrist. They wanted to take our kid to get evaluated by a psychiatrist, so we did. And this son of a bitch says, "Well, I'll put your kid on something like methamphetamine." And I'm like, "Are you familiar with a respirator? Because you're already put on one, fucker." That's as far as that went. No, you ain't give my kids shit. You're out of your mind. She was like, "Meth, you fucking crazy." No, that ain't happened. That's what they do. They think because people are that fucking stupid, they'll believe this shit.
They try to deal with my youngest son, and I fought them, and I never put him on it.
Yeah. No, ain't happening. No. Never, ever.
They used to call my pediatrician when my son cut up, but my son just couldn't stay still.
Yeah. No, that shit just don't jive with me. That's bullshit. There's so many kids on it. And the other thing now, if kids that have ADHD is considered handicapped and you can get a social security check for them now.
Ain't that crazy?
How many
that's another
way. Bandwagon?
But that's the incentive now to get your children put on it.
Exactly. There's an incentive. There's a bonus to it. When they do it, just keep that drug industry paid, making money. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole point I'm making about living in this prison we live in. You see what I'm saying? This is a prison we live in, and that's what it is. You're being coaxed, lied to believe this bullshit. And that's what we do. We believe this bullshit all the time. We never take time to take a look and analyze or, figure something out. We just say, "Well, they know more than me. I'm too stupid. They're better than me. I have to listen to them say they know better." And that's not always the case. You're being conned into some bullshit. And that's what they've done to these children, a lot of them, Wow.
Well, Ron,
but
people believe in their government. of course, government will not lie. You know, the pharmaceutical companies are not here to hurt you. You know, Monsanto is not here to hurt you. You know, I mean,
well,
everything
off,
is for your own good. You know, because
you
don't know
anything. People
need
to realize you don't have a government, though, Antoinette. People
but,
need to realize you do not have a government. You have
well,
a corporation.
This is the way how,
that's what
this
controls
is the way
you.
How, this is the way how the new government is.
Exactly. It ain't a government, though. It's not. They just call it that. It's a lie. It's a cover-up.
Of course.
This
but,
is not a government.
Ron, you're not supposed to know that.
I know, but I do know that.
And then you,
you know?
If you know it, you're not supposed to speak on it. You have to just feed into the lies and just go on.
Well, I can't do that. I have a problem with that. So I'm ADHD, right? That's right.
Well, that's what they tell you you are, then that's what you are.
That's right. Well, I don't know if I'm that. I'm just going along with the bullshit. If I don't agree with them fucks, then I am them. I'm their whatever, you know, they're zombies or their cow, whatever, you know. That's what
mm-hmm.
I am. But I'm not. I don't play that game. I know their game. I don't, No. But I think a lot of other people are starting to get smarter. I just like thinking enough of them are. That seems a problem. Other people are kind of slow. They need to wake up. But a lot of people don't want to screw with it. Oh, I like the way I live. You know, I really keep paying the thieves and get robbed and ripped off all the time. Just go along. We get used to it. And people,
well,
they are
easier that way.
They expect it. They
it's
expect it.
That
though.
Way.
You're raised and trained. When you're raised, you're trained to believe this shit. You know, and people do. Well, yes, I have to pay income tax. Yes, I have to do this. I have to pay the bankers back. You know, which means you're under control. Corporate control. No government. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Government is bullshit. You know, I have nothing to say against them. Nothing at all. It's just wrong. I think people have been lying to you for a long time.
Well, of course.
And they don't want to face the truth of it. I'm sorry, but that's what I talk about. The real thing, not the bullshit.
I agree.
We get trolls on here talking down about us, like we're this and that, we're that, blah, blah, calling names, shit. Them are the ones. Them are the ones that are so sucked up into that vortex of bullshit. It's sickening. Sad. It's, well, you know, I know sad means satisfied, blah, blah, blah. They don't. They understand sad. They only know one language. They don't know the other ones. You know,
well,
that's just the way it is.
Also, see, they get paid. You got to remember, you have paid trolls, too.
Right. Well, sure. If money makes people do shit, they don't do shit. Of course, money moves people.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wait, I think I have Firefox News online sitting on the board waiting with his hand up, so I'm going to bring George here real quick and get into this conversation. How's it going tonight, George? How you doing, man?
Well, let me see. First of all, if you look at the chat room, you will find that I made a comment there regarding, and I'm not sure if I spelled it right, but that's okay. Somehow I've got to change my settings on Google from French to English. So I can't even understand what the friggin' hell I'm reading. So I took Mellorin when I was diagnosed as a hyperactive child.
Mm-hmm.
Way back about 1,000 years ago. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now,
back when the
get this right.
Finished. Okay, yeah.
Antoinette, how are you tonight, by the way?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm feeling pretty good, thank you.
Good.
I told hey, George,
here.
Hold it. Let me pull a rabbit out of your camouflage thing you wore on your head.
My hat?
Yeah, that. Nothing up my sleeve. You wreck my hat, I'll wreck your antlers. Presto! Uh-oh. I think I'm in trouble.
Okay, there goes that idea. Sorry, I couldn't resist. No, but I took Mellorill when I was very little, and it was supposed to counteract the hyperactivity. It didn't. It did the opposite effect. For some oddball, dumbass reason, the medication that Big Pharmaceutical put out back in the late 1960s had the opposite effect. I mean, it really had the opposite effect. 3 o'clock in the morning. I am half out the window on the hanging out with my hands on the fire escape and my butt still inside the window, screaming at the top of my lungs, going, "Hi everybody, how you doing?" And I was high as a friggin' kite. Okay? Now,
can you still get that? Is it still available?
That shit is no longer. Well, it's still. I'm
sorry,
that's what
sorry.
I was trying to find out, but Google, my settings are in French.
Really?
I don't speak French.
Okay.
And
that's
I don't know
odd.
How to fix it.
I don't know. That's weird. I don't know.
So, anyway, long story short, by the time I said that, it's already too late. My mother grabbed me by my T-shirt, pulled me back into the window, grabbed the pills, dumped them down the toilet, flushed, called up the doctor and said, "I'm not giving my son this shit no more. What are you, out of your mind? He's out of control." Doctor came over. This was the only doctor, the last doctor in my hometown to make house calls. He came over at 3 o'clock in the morning and stayed with me until I finally passed out.
Once the drug lost effect, yeah.
Well, no. It wasn't just that the drug lost effect. He had to give me a freaking sedative to knock my ass out.
So he gave you a hit of speed.
Ah,
apparently.
Thank you, Smokey. Melaril was withdrawn worldwide in 2005.
Damn it.
Gee,
oh, well,
I wonder
if it was
why.
If it was withdrawn worldwide, I'm sure that it's somewhere here in the United States being used.
Didn't it change its name to Ritalin? And Ritalin has changed its name to another drug now, too.
Yeah, Golf Dogs, he was there to pronounce me dead, but I made it. That's funny.
We have a good one, Doctor. One made it through. Hey, Flycat, how's it going? Yeah.
Okay.
Only on Blog Talk Radio. But my topic of tonight is prison. The prison we live in, you know, the Matrix, they call it.
Is that all that caller said was, yeah? I want to make sure I heard that.
I don't think I caught it.
Well, regardless of whether that medication is still out there or not, I'll tell you what. Every parent is being told today what used to be diagnosed as hyperactivity is ADHD today.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's
what
right.
I tell parents is, it's bullshit.
Exactly.
It is the biggest crock of bullshit on the market. It is a reason to put your kids on some sort of dumbed-down medication.
Right. Did you ever think about this? Check this out. Would you ever think that they might inject a child with something to cause them to act that way when they're born? You ever thought of that? Ain't that kind of spooky?
Not when they're born, per se, but I'm thinking when they get...
Vaccination time or whatever?
Around vaccination time, I would think that there's something
right.
in that vaccination. You know, they don't do it every child, but maybe they pick a child at random and just go...
Well, I heard that your great state of New York, I think it's in New York City, they're trying to pass something. I certainly heard news today that got passed over to me. They're going to make it mandatory for children 12 and under, mandatory to get an Ebola shot in New York City. Mandatory.
I heard something about that. I was out all day today. This is the first I've actually been on the computer all day, coming on your show.
Right.
So I did hear something about that, though. And
right.
the guy that told me, is a reporter for the Journal News up here in Poughkeepsie.
Well, why not?
This guy turned to me and said, George, he said, we're not printing the story either, which makes no sense. I said, what do you mean you guys aren't printing the story? They want to pump the Ebola vaccine into kids 12 and under, and you're not printing
it? Mandatory.
Yeah. Well, you know what his editor told him? It's not big news. The fuck it isn't. Excuse me.
Yeah,
French.
It's news, all right.
That's the only French I actually know. But seriously, Ron, I mean, come on, man. That's not big news.
I guess not. But what are they going to do, take your kid away if you don't take him to get the shot?
Hi, Mary.
Of course they will. And force you, the child to take the shot. Child don't know. Kid don't know right from wrong. They don't know what their rights are. They can't defend themselves. That's what we're supposed to do, the parents. Defend the child. So, there you go. mandatory. Yeah, mandatory Obamacare, mandatory insurance, you know, wow. What's next to be mandatory? I mean, as a matter of fact, I heard Obama's been signing his name like son of a bitch on shit, making shit happen. But you know what? They never said, well, Congress ain't doing nothing. He's stepping in the Senate, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? They don't give a shit no more. The jig is up for these motherfuckers. Here's why. When you're in war, the Constitution tells you you can go into martial law. You know what I mean? Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it ain't here. It just ain't as heavy yet. But it's slowly emerging. Slowly sticking it to you. Because they know that if they shot at all us just one time, they'd have a problem. They're slowly moving in on us, the American people, slowly. I mean, why would you have a checkpoint 50 miles in from the border and you have border fucking control doing them? What sense does that make? What does that tell you? Why are the police turning militarized? Don't make no sense, does it? Well, Hitler did it. If Mike was here, he could tell you all about it. Hitler did it, you know? And that's what we're seeing here. But it's done slow and sneaky because they're good at being sneaky about a lot of things. You know, things, well, I didn't know that was a law. What the fuck do you mean, man? How do I know? You know, how can you be wrong if you don't know? You see what I mean? So how unfair could it be?
Yeah.
I mean, how much more does it take for people to wake the fuck up to this? People are blind.
Oh, come on, Ron. Do you actually expect people to wake up? You
yes,
really
I
think
do.
People
I
are
really
going to wake up? They're going to listen to this and say, "Oh shit, I got to wake up on this deal. I'm going to do." You're right. No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they're going to wake up is if you hit them over the head with a fucking sledgehammer.
Well, it's going to come. It's going to happen. It's going to be too late. But hey.
Hi, Xavier.
Why be late? Be ahead of the game.
Oh, by the way, I fixed my Google, by the way.
Are you back to English, senor?
Back to English, senor. I no longer speak Deutsch. I no longer parlez-vous français. I speak freaking English, man.
Stuck in the ditch?
I better behave myself. I almost said, oh my God. I almost said something to that city hero. She'd kill me if I said what I was just about to.
Shame on you, George. What are you thinking?
I know. You know what it is? I've had a long day. My brain cells are toast. And...
Well,
the only thing I'm able to do right now is have fun, I think.
Well, that's what I do here. I talk the truth, politics, and have fun with it. Because I don't want to be depressed with it. So that's all you ever fucking hear is depressing things. Depressing. You know, ISIS has unchopped this dude's head off. ISIS has got this person captive. ISIS is a new gang. I've never heard of ISIS before. I always heard about the Taliban, which I never heard about them before either. You know, they call these names of these groups, man. It's really wild. You know, why don't they have the ASPCA just flip out and take over our country? You know, and they'd like to. They take them. Oh, my God. Matter of fact, this right to farm in Missouri shit going down on us here, man. It's been crazy. Corporate takeover. I'm telling you, man, corporate has taken over the food production industry. They squeeze up every fucking damn, every cattle farmer around. It's hard to see a locally owned cattle farmer. It's mostly corporately owned, or most of the local farmers you think you see around are under contract with a corporation. So they give them a big chunk of money, they'll have to get in there, then they're going to fuck them out of everything. Tyson Foods, well known to do it. The chicken company, they're into everything, though. Tyson's into chicken, they're into pork, they're into beef, they're into seafood, they're into everything. But what they do, if you decide you want to become a chicken farmer, I'm going to give you an example. This happened to a guy I know out here in this area, Arkansas. It's not too far from here. He did a deal with Tyson. They're going to build him 4 chicken houses, and it'll produce hundreds of thousands of chickens, you know, in every 6-week cycle, all right? 6 weeks is all it takes. Well, anyway, the deal is, he only gets a little percentage of that money he gets for raising the birds. Okay, so they're the financer. You see what I mean? And if you have a bad flock and you fucking don't pay, boom, you lost your shit. See what I mean? See how they speak people out of shit? That's exactly how it works. They would send an infected batch to you of chicks just to fuck you out of your shit. Well, they'll get you going where you think you're doing real good, and all of a sudden, boom, it's over. Every one of them fucking birds dies. You know what I mean? And they say, well, your unit's contaminated, cost you this X amount, 100 dollars, and dig so damn deep, move the houses, blah, 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 blah. You know, so, you know, I've seen them do it, man. I've watched them take all people's property. I've seen fuckers that throw on the street. You know, everything, lost it all. I mean, the house, the trucks, the cars, everything in the fucking house. Yeah, bullshit, but that's what they do. So then what they do is they send in one of their raising units in there, which we usually migrant workers with a green card, and they'll be in the house living in there and raising chickens for them for no money, just the rent, a little bit of money to live on, you know, nothing major. And you got to be the high-end one to get that job, you know what I mean? But that's how they do it. Look at Monsanto. If their shit blows over in their field and gets in their shit, fuck you, they're taking it too. That's their shit now. You know, you can't keep your own seeds. You can't replant your own seeds anymore. That's how far it's gone. And that's how much control they have. It's scary.
Wait. Ron. They can't plant their own seeds?
No. A farmer cannot regrow his own seeds.
So how in the fuck is a farmer supposed to stay in business?
You got to buy seeds from them. You got to buy seeds from Monsanto or another name they have control over they sell to, whatever. You know what I mean? You got to – eventually all seeds will be GMO. Now, here's the problem with this GMO thing. These fucking GMO seeds do not regrow. You see what I'm saying? They got special farms. They have to raise up for food for seed. You know what I mean? That's all they do.
And if they choose to regrow their own seeds, what then?
Well, GMO seeds won't regrow. Okay, you grow a crop of GMO corn, all right? GMO corn, all right? You let it dry out, try to replant it, see if it grows. It won't do shit but rot. See what I mean? That's why you see most of the local, like your house gardeners like me and stuff like that. I reuse a lot of seeds here at my place. You know what I mean? I have a cycle I do. You know, fuck them. They ain't going to tell me I can't use my shit. Fuck them. Anyway, but you see a lot of ads on the internet and around local areas where people are selling organic seeds. A lot of organic seeds, which is a real seed. But they're trying to snuff them out of business too. They don't want them around. They're causing problems. And they're coming to the point where they're getting to where you can't grow your own garden without being taxed for some fucking stupid shit. Ain't that crazy? That's how much of a prison you live in. That's what we're talking about. I mean, one time, man, the county here wanted to fucking put meters on wells. On your personal fucking wealth that you own, that you power. I mean, that's how far they go. They take whole areas. I don't put a water line system in or a gas line system or something like that just so they control the market. That's guaranteed money. It's guaranteed customers. How else can you own? Oh, but gas is so convenient. I don't have to buy propane no more. Fucking wood. You know? But that's the way it is. It's a controlled environment we live in.
So basically,
you gotta look into it.
So we're dealing with a controlled environment that,
mm-hmm.
if by what you're saying, Ron, okay, we live in a controlled environment. I'm trying to fix my mic here and stuff so I can actually work. We live in a controlled environment. We could easily correct that oversight too, couldn't we?
Right. But the thing is, people, how am I trying to say it? Let me put it this way. They need to dissolve this artificial bullshit world they got us living in. You know, really. We are consistently lied to. There's consistent scandals. There's shit going on we don't know nothing about. You know, only way we know things anymore is over the internet. And once they take this away, we'll be all lost again. I mean, if the internet shut down, people would flip the fuck out. You know what I mean? People have made this. If you don't have internet in your house, you are a fucking nobody. That seems to be the way it goes. You know?
Why?
But
Ron.
Why is that the way it goes? Yes.
Yes. Yes, why? If you don't have internet, you're no one.
Well, that's the way they play it. Don't you get it? Because, okay,
no.
All right. Check this out. You just won $1 million, but you have to go to this website, but you don't have internet or computer. Or no knowledge to get to the internet. Or how to even get to what you look for on the internet. What does that tell you? You are nobody without the internet.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Well, if you won $1 million to the lottery, wouldn't you just go to your
I'm just using it for example. Restaurants do run these promotions, like Taco Bell, Burger King, McDonald's. They give you this little card or whatever you get, and you scratch the number off, and you've got to have internet access to redeem it. You see what I mean? You got to have internet access. I mean, there's a lot of things that does that now. Everything. It's like your RFID chip. That's another part of that system they want to get into us. Is with that RFID, you'll have to have some type of information, which will be cellular, but it'll also be internet powered. It has to have the internet. But also the thing is, they live off the internet now too. See, it turned out the thing they figured was going to keep control of us, but actually turned to control them too at the same time. But I'm sure they can shut down the public access internet and be one government internet. You know, they don't have that access. To have that kind of information. We will not. But,
Wait a minute, Ron. If they shut down the internet, here's where there's kind of a... There might be a fly in that idea, a fly in the ointment of that idea.
Like a gray area?
Because internet commerce is so high volume these days, because businesses do internet business with other businesses...
Mm-hmm.
And most people do business online, i.e. pay their phone bills, pay their electric, pay their gas, pay their rent.
And can I have a question? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
A lot of e-commerce is done all over the internet every single day.
Right there, man. Hold on, man. You just explained exactly what I'm saying. Without it, you're helpless. You're nobody. See what I mean?
So they would take away a person's livelihood if it's done over the internet.
Well, how much more access do you have shit on the internet compared to what you have on the outside world? See what I mean? You have the world in your hands on the internet. You can get anything you want on the internet. You can do anything you want on the internet, except have sex, of course. Well, then you can do that too if you're wanting your personal whatever, but... The thing with it is, I'm saying, if you don't have internet access, you cannot access a lot of shit. Because, I mean, all the time businesses are telling you, you go on our website. Go on our website. You can reach us here, or you got to go through this here to get to this. Matter of fact, Conoco, where I buy diesel fuel from, has a game card game going on now, too. And there's only one way you can get to the game. It ain't like, right there at the station, you could pull it apart and scratch and you win or loser. You have to go online to play the game. If you can't go online to play the game, you are nobody. You can't play the game. You're restricted from playing games because you have no access to the internet. You see what I mean?
Hmm.
So, seriously. And it's like, you know, my store used to have swipe cards. You know, they have, if you have this card, you get extra bonuses and shit like that. It's much cheaper to use a card. Actually, they're stealing data. And they're selling your data. And how they're selling is by what you buy. That's exactly how they do it. If you buy a bag of chips, they're going to send it to the manufacturer-made chips. Your personal information. They're going to sell it to them. Well, you know, George Zinzer likes Lay's potato chips. So, you'll see shit pop up on your computer. Because when you bought the application for that discount card, you're giving your personal information. Email, address, your name, blah, blah, blah. To get the card. Sweet trick, ain't it? It's a sweet trick. You think you're filing for a nice little, happy little, save little money, extra money card. No. That, the money you save ain't nothing compared to what you're getting paid for that information. Happens all the time. Right now, there's probably shit lurking all over the place. I can see ads on other shows. While I'm on like your show, I'll see ads pop up on the screen of shit, things I've already bought or ordered or websites I've been to buying things. The same website will pop up and keep reminding me of other shit I could buy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll tell you what, next time I'm on the show, I'll say, George, is this ad popping up? Are you seeing ads pop up and looking at your end of my show? You see the ads?
Why do you think I saved the chat room? I go in long enough to connect with Skype.
Mm-hmm.
I have the URL to your chat room already saved in my computer. All I got to do is open that, and then I just close everything else, and all I got is the chat room. Don't need anything else once I'm on the air with you.
But if you're looking at the whole page with the chat room and everything, all that one time,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see
there's those ads
that
they pop up like lightning bolts.
Right. So, yeah. But most of the time, it's going to be something you've been to or something interest of you've been into. You know, it just does that shit automatically. I know it sounds crazy, but it's how it works, man. I mean, there's a bunch of companies. Every time you go online, there's companies watching you, looking at you. All the time. Bunches of them. Sucking data. Everything you do transmit on the internet or push a key to, there's going to be somebody receiving it. And they're going to look for it. It's a marketing thing. They, of course, you know, the government's watching you and all this other shit. It's mostly a big marketing tool. I'm serious. Like when most everything you fill out anymore or you go to get utilities turned on or anything, they want to know if you have an email address. And you tell me you don't have an email address, like, you're like fucking nobody. Yeah. What do you mean you don't have an email address? What the fuck's wrong with you, buddy? You know?
I turn around once.
Ed does the same thing. What I personally with this dentist, I did all this shit, and they went about, I didn't put fill out my email address, didn't put it in there. And she goes, well, sir, do you have an email address? You know? I'm like, well, no, I don't do computers. I don't know nothing about them. I play a little stupid, you know? But why? Why would they want my email address? What is the reason?
So they can spam your email.
That or chase you for money. Keep sending your emails. You owe us money or some shit. Like, I pay them off on a bat. You take a receipt. But I'm just saying, it's there's a lot to this. You know, they want to know everything. They want full contact to you. That's what our ID chip would be all about. They'd have full contact with you. That's like these Obama phones, they call them. These free government phones, that's what that's all about. To keep contact with you. And who makes money? The vendor. And the government is dumb enough to go along with it. Or they might have part into it. So one way or another, somebody's making money in other ways. See what I'm saying? It's a government contract. And the government pays out the money, but certain people get paid from the money that the government pays them. See? There's other vendors, they call them. Other scammers, I call them. Sounds crazy, but it's a fact. It's exactly what happens all the time.
Well, get this. Now, before I left the house this morning, before I walked out my front door, now my house phone does not ring hardly at all. The only time it ever rings is when it's either my doctor's office confirming an appointment or, you know, one or two members of my family who I really don't want to hear from.
Of course.
Well, this morning it rang off the hook. Why? Because I got calls from telemarketers. And my number is unlisted. They just randomly start dialing numbers.
Oh, you're on a no-call list? You're on a no-call list? That don't mean shit.
And tell me about it.
My favorite one I used to get every week. I used to get this call every week. These people would call me once a week. I could set the clock by these fuckers. They would say, sir, we would like to know if you'd like to refinance your GI loan on your house, you know. And I'm like, okay. And so I started learning to go along with these people. I said, okay, you know, tonight. So anyway, so, well, how much do you owe on your house? And I would tell them, well, about $500,000 is what I owe on my house. And, well, we can help you finance. I said, okay, cool. And she goes, well, who's your lender? I said, the Bank of Ron Rex. The who? I said, the Bank of Ron Rex. And, well, we don't have them on our list, sir. And I'd say, well, no, it's a private bank. It ain't part of the Federal Reserve. They still won't get it. You know, they're kind of dumbfounded. I said, I own my house. I don't have a loan on it. But if you're willing to give me $500,000 for this house, I'll take it. No problem. If you're that stupid. You know, but that's why I kept doing that to them. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for serving our country. Right. Thanks, man. I know you're just trying to do whatever, you know, but look, this ain't going to work in the summer. Why do you guys keep calling me? And you say, well, your number's in our computers. This comes up randomly. So we got to call and give you a spiel, you know? I said, okay, well, no. My house is paid for. I don't owe a dime. Nobody. So, thank you. You know, don't call again. But next week they call me again. You know, you would try to refinance your GI Bill loan or your house. You know. On and on and on. Finally, they stopped. They finally gave up. They finally, what I was thinking, took about, I'd say, about 6 months. I wouldn't do shit for 6 months.
But, Ron, you want the best laugh of all? Five times my phone rang this morning, and five times it was the same exact person, the same exact telemarketer, calling for the same exact reason. So finally, on the fourth and fifth time, I finally got an idea. I turn around, I pick up the phone, I put the phone on mute for about 10 seconds. I clear my throat and I go, Federal Bureau of Investigations, Special Agent Tompkins speaking, Cyber Crimes Division. Click.
How fast they
hang up? Just make yourself sound good and official, and they will blow chunks and run.
Well, I had one George call me one time. They aggravated me for quite a while, putting siding on my house, all right? Siding and windows and shit, you know? And it's a free estimate. I'll get a free gift or a barbecue tool set, you know? Okay. So I agreed to it. I agreed to it. And so I'm like, yes, come on, give me a free estimate. Now, to get to my house from town is 14 miles. All right? They ain't coming from town. They're coming from far, far fucking away somewhere. You know what I mean? And to find this place where I live, brother, check it out. GPS ain't going to help you. My GPS won't tell me where home is. So I told him, yeah. So a week later, this guy shows up at my house and wants to sell me siding. And he goes, why would you want to side a brick house? I said, I wouldn't. I'm not. I just think it's hilarious that you actually came out here for this bullshit. Because I'm about buying it, man. He goes, fuck, man, I make commission off these sales, man. I said, well, dude, do you want to side this brick house? He goes, you can. Okay. And I know they can. I know they could. If they had, you know, they drill a bunch of holes and shit. No. I don't want to fuck my house up. That'd be the last thing you want to do a brick house.
Ron?
So, yes, ma'am.
Ron, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry to interrupt y'all's conversation. But
you do it all the time. You do it all the time. That's okay.
Yes, I probably do.
Yeah, but that's the mark of a good co-host,
I have the tendency to be rude.
I know.
But wait a minute now, Antoinette. I don't call it rude. I call it being a good co-host.
Well, thank you. I would like to know what is next. You know, you said how they control the food, they control us, and we all know what is next. Well, I think that all goes in what you think. So tell me, what do you think is next?
What do I think is going to be next for us here?
Well, yes, or for you.
To what?
It may not affect me.
Well, I hope it don't affect anybody. I wish it wouldn't, but it is. It does affect you. It affects every one of us. You know what I mean? Okay, all right. I call it the squeeze. This is the one thing that's going on called the squeeze. And everybody can be familiar with this little thing I call the squeeze, because when you buy that pack of cigarettes, how much you paying for it? Compare that to 5 years ago. Okay.
I don't know.
See what I'm saying? You get it?
Yeah.
Now,
I told you, when I first
income?
Started, they were 35 cents.
Okay, sweetheart. But how much more? Okay, your income from 5 years ago, is it any different than your income now? Have you got more money?
We don't have money. We have promissory
I
notes,
know.
But we don't have money.
You're okay. Okay, do you get more notes now to be sustainable at the rate
to
of
supplement.
The price today?
Yes, of course.
You make more money. Right?
We don't make any money. I've never made any money in my life.
Oh, but you understand my point. Why are you being so difficult with me?
Well, call
you know
it what it is.
About.
If you're going to tell the truth and you're going to expose it, then expose it for what it is. It's Federal Reserve notes. It is a promissory note.
But are you getting more promissory notes now than you were 5 years ago?
I don't know when you consider inflation and everything else. I doubt it. In the numbers itself, yes. But in actuality, for what it's worth, no.
Okay. Most people that receive these Federal Reserve notes that they pay for the labor of their back are not receiving much more than they did 5 years ago, but the cost of living has gone up, which is the inflation part. Now, it has not went into hyperinflation yet, but it seems that it's coming. It's trying. It's really, it's, you know, begging to pop.
Yeah.
You got to remember, this system, we just went through a recession. The housing bubble, remember that hurt us, as they say.
Yeah.
I don't care. But now, then you had the financial cliff. You know, you had all these other things with these Federal Reserve notes. So now, this Federal Reserve, now the Chinese and the Russians are chit-chatting, getting rid of the shit, the bonds. So what does that tell you? I call it the squeeze. They got to squeeze everything they can out of everybody. And they're running out. It's too late. It is over. It's coming to a collapse. It's got to. There's no way possible that this, if there's no debt, there's no money. That's what they say. Make sense?
Yeah, well, it's no money regardless, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, no. Okay, right. Well, trading stamps. Can I say that word?
No, they're Federal Reserve notes. Call them what they are.
Okay, the Federal Reserve notes. Okay, God,
yeah.
You make this hard on me. Okay,
yeah.
But they're worthless. They were worthless in the beginning.
Right, because they're not backed by anything.
Not a damn thing. Nothing. The paper they're printed on is worth more than what's printed on them.
Yeah.
Do you know that they have stopped making pennies completely copper because the way the copper is worth more than the fucking face value of the penny?
Yes. So if you can still get an Indian head penny, it's worth more than a penny.
Right. And yeah, right. But here's now the deal. Here's the deal. Think about it. Now, if the weight of the penny is worth more than the penny is actually itself, that means it eats itself up, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, if you get, all right.
And a dime is, if you get a dime that is 64
silver.
And younger, or older. Excuse me, older, then that is actually 10% silver.
Uh-huh, right, worth more than its face value.
Right.
So that tells you it's eating itself up.
Of course.
It's one above its meaning. It's over. I don't see it getting any better. I sure don't. You know, the whole thing about all these companies leaving, going to China, you got to remember, the reason they went there is because the labor, the cost is cheaper. But the price, the inflation is high over here. So go to a country where it's cheaper to manufacture and sell it to a country that's got higher inflation. Don't that make sense? Don't make the price
Well, they also have slaves. They also have children as slaves working there. And
why, sure.
They are not as federalized, and that's not the word I'm looking for, but they don't have as many regulations. So they can put out crap what we no longer use here, like lead. China uses lead.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able to send it here.
Right. Okay, I have this electronic cigarette mod. It's called a mod. It's a Tesla mod. It's one of the higher end units, you know what I mean? And it's made out of aluminum, okay? And it's from China, of course. Now, this aluminum probably was a license plate at one time.
Probably was what?
Some type of scrap aluminum at one time. This was something else than what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Cheaper. We don't have smelting plants here in America. We don't remelt metal here. We don't do that. We have too many Clean Air Act controls over that. Can't do it.
Yeah, well,
so
Clean Air Control is all a part of Agenda 21.
Right. All your scrap metal goes to China and gets remelted to make other products.
Yeah, well, that's what they did with
your car parts and shit come from China.
Yeah, well, that's also what they did for the cash for clunkers or however that went, you know, for the old cars. And they sent that metal over to China.
Absolutely.
For those cars.
Yes, Obama was feeding somebody else some money. They wanted to make some money.
Yeah.
Why should the government jump in to save the car industry? They didn't save much shit. Well, they did save somebody some money on scrap metal.
Yeah.
That was sad. That catcher clunkers was sad, boy. I've seen some nice shit go to shredders. And you had to disable the engine. You know, they say in California that older cars are more stolen than high-end cars because of the parts.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe
it. Think about it.
And also, they're better cars. You can still fix them today and, you know, drive.
Right,
the new cars are computerized, and something goes wrong with that chip, then, you know, you're in trouble.
Uh-huh. And it's expensive to fix these newer cars.
Yeah, and it's not something that you can get the guy down the street or, you know, you yourself can go out and do because you got to put it up and it got to be hooked to the computer.
The corporation has to make money. The big corporations have to make the money, not the little guy. That's how that works.
Right.
I remember when I was younger, you know, my 76 Mustang. My 76 Mustang, I had to buy an alternator for it. And it cost me $14 for that alternator, okay? Now, go buy an alternator for something, you know, nowadays. You buy an alternator for a car now, you're talking $300, $400, $500 fucking dollars for one, for an alternator. Because
that's what's happening with it. Yeah, well, that's also what's happening to the junkyards. I mean, so look at, you know, taking the cash for clunkers, taking the old cars off the roads and shipping them somewhere else. Then it also, you know, there's more businesses that were taken away, you know, more to mom pops or pops, however you want to call it, Uncle Joe's or Uncle, you know, somebody's, you know, business because they had the junkyards where you can just go through and find, you know, a make a model like your car and grab the part.
And that's what we got now. We don't have that much anymore. We still have junk parts you still get, but they're not as easy to get anymore for older cars. I mean, I got an old pickup truck out here. It's hard to find parts for it, you know. Hey, and the price of them, too. Wow. If you do find one, well, look at Mike was talking about getting that radio for that Dodge, you know, that Army truck he's got. He had a hell of a time buying that son of a bitch. That just goes, for example, that was 79 Dodge, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, that's the way it works. That's what it has done with that program. But it was to actually to make somebody else money. It wasn't doing us no benefit or saving the auto industry. Now, you got to remember, most cars on the road now are foreign built.
Yeah, but, Ron, you know, let's look at the reality here, okay? Let's look at the honest-to-God reality. The government wants to take every single one of us, you, me, Antoinette, and everybody that's in that chat room right now, and turn us into their own private workforce, their own private
that's
slave
right.
labor workforce.
Right.
Because they
right.
don't give a damn about us. If they gave a damn about us, do you honestly think that guys like Obumdum would actually be president of the United States?
Why, of course not. But he's a president of a corporation. He ain't president of a country or a government. This corporation that runs one, the management firm that runs this country. Wow.
Well, then obviously the corporation has a board of directors.
Of course it does. It's called Senate and Congress.
Who have failed to do their job effectively and should be fired.
Yeah, they just quit doing their job. They just quit, remember? Obama doesn't have to go through there to do anything. It doesn't matter what they say. Fuck them. I'll sign this and this will happen. That's how it's working, ain't it? Don't that seem to be the thing? Am I right? Am I wrong? I mean, these bills they try to pass, that fuck don't mean that's corporate interest. It ain't for we the people. Okay, here's what I was going to say. It just came back to me. Now think about it. Didn't he say something about these people coming across the border just going to give what ones that are here already give them citizenship? Of course. They want them to pay. They want them to pledge allegiance to the corporation. More people pledge allegiance to the corporation. You pledge allegiance to the corporation, then that's what you are. That's why I do not claim to be a U.S. citizen. I'm not a United States citizen. I'm an American. I'll never claim to be a U.S. citizen, ever. You can be either one, but you got to make your mind which one you're going to be. You know, people say, well, I got rights. I'm a U.S. citizen. That's right. No, you don't. But you say you're American? Oh, yes, you got rights. You got a lot of them. Just got to know about them. Got to know how to use them. Smoke Dogs, what's up with Burger King, man? What was your story there, Burger King?
Have it your way.
Oh, have it your way. Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm assuming.
That true?
Isn't that Burger King slogan, have it your way?
I want that Whopper 100% organic. Would I have it my way? Would they give me that?
I used to work for Burger King. They won't give it to you like that.
They won't give it to you the way you got it. You think you're going to get it. It's like this. We'll let you have it your way as long as we get our way.
Ron, we have another caller. 832. Hello, 832.
Dope Dogs.
How y'all doing? I heard the Burger King thing. You know, if y'all haven't heard the story in the last couple of days, a Burger King is basically going to buy Tim Hortons. Is that Tim Hortons, a Canadian company?
Oh, mm-hmm. The coffee place.
Them, and they're going to relocate their headquarters, where Burger King is, to Canada
because of
the taxes in this country. So they're basically, hey, who can blame them? You know, you got a Democrat congressman saying boycott, you know, boycott Burger King because of this. Why? Because they're doing what's in their best interest. You know, Obama's doing what his plan is. He's running off businesses, and not just Obama, but, you know, Bush and previous administrations have ran off businesses because of the tax structure in this country is so screwed up. They're leaving. And so Burger King, I want to say 2 years ago, got surpassed. You know, McDonald's has always been number one in the fast food burger market. And Burger King, they were number two. They got passed up, though, and Wendy's. Believe it or not, Wendy's made a comeback. And they overtook Burger King. You know, I don't think they'll ever.
Now Subway. Subway's number one now.
Yeah, Subway's doing great. Subway.
They're number one. They are the number one fast food chain.
And I like, you got to be kidding me. And I seen the news article. I said, obvious, son of a bitch. Because, you know,
you say number one, but you're talking about basically, what would you call it? They have a word for that. I can't think of it. I'm talking about Burger McDonald's when I say is number one in the burger market. Subway is
right.
Number one in
the fast food market. Fast food.
Yeah, Subway is number one in basically in the franchises.
They're making more money. They're making more money than them.
Yeah, they're doing great in the franchise market because people can. Well, I don't know what it is now, but a few years ago or several years ago, you could actually have a Subway, by their name. And market yourself as a Subway for $10,000. I'm sure
can.
It's more than that.
I'm sure it's more than that. If you go on their website, are you interested in a franchise? They'll say anybody a franchise. They don't give a shit.
They'll let you in there. Fail or not, you can do what you want to do. And Burger King, they've been suffering for the past, 10 years, maybe 15 years, they've been going downhill.
You're right.
And
like parties.
Mostly because of the quality of their food. I mean, when I was a kid, Burger King was a place to go for a burger. They good old charcoal flavor and all that good stuff.
Yep.
And it's turned into a joke. I don't know if they're going to improve that or not, but they're looking to basically get out of this godforsaken tax structure in this country, and you cannot blame any company for doing that. You see the administration getting pissed off because this company and that company is wanting to go overseas, and now you got Burger King, one of the big guys here in the United States, say we're going to Canada, we're going to buy a Canada company, and we're going to relocate there, and I can't blame them one bit. Hell, I'd do it too.
They flip out of Walmart, pulls the states out of Fayetteville, Arkansas, and heads to fucking Canada.
Wouldn't that be some shit? That would be a
yeah,
that would
shit.
Be that would be
that'd
it.
Be
that excellent. Would be the big one right there, buddy. I mean, because I've been there. I've been to Fayetteville. I've been all over, their main offices over there. And let me tell you what, if they pulled out, there would be so much. That's a thriving community. In that particular part of Arkansas. Have you ever been to Northeast Arkansas or Northwest Arkansas?
I've been there many times.
Yeah, that's a thriving community. They got a college there. The traffic is unbearable. It's crazy up there. But I mean, it's just that's one. I mean, it's a big
it's
deal.
It's because of Walmart.
I mean,
it's because of Walmart.
Walmart made them. Walmart made that community, and Walmart can take that community away.
Right, Fayetteville, Arkansas, ain't too far from me here. It's not a hop, skip, and jump for me to get Fayetteville.
Yeah.
But,
I used to go between there and Joplin, Missouri. I was back and forth between there and Joplin, Missouri for a long time making runs.
Right.
And let me tell you what, if they ever decided, it would blow my mind, it would blow this administration's mind if they said, okay, we're out of here. it would really be devastation.
Look at the hyperinflation coming. I mean, look at the inflation factor here.
Yeah.
Come on. Burger King should just be a warning shot. Look, man, there's a lot of companies that have bolted out of here. A lot of big corporations. Look, well, take Microsoft. Microsoft ain't here no more. They're in India.
Yep.
So there you go. Why not?
All these rich guys, they know something. And, of course, you got somebody like George Soros out there who's trying to manipulate everything. He's calling for basically an economy collapse. I mean, he's been saying that for a while now, and he's trying to orchestrate it, to be honest with you. I mean, he's kind of behind it. It's like he has a plan behind a plan. This guy's always,
like Anthony said, Agenda 21, that's what it's all about. They want the collapse to happen. But I think they're getting worried about the ramifications of it. If they push it too hard, too fast, people are going to get a little fucking bent. And there's going to be a problem with them. You know what I mean? They'll be lynching them. You know what I mean? They'll be dragging policies on and hanging them fuckers. You know what I'm saying? You think ISIS is pissed off and mad, motherfuckers? Pissed off the American public. Watch what happens. It'll get ugly.
And when Obama said... When Obama said fundamental change, if people actually knew what he meant by that, they would be scared to death, because what he meant by that was he wants to destroy capitalism in this country.
Right.
Capitalism
right.
is what made this country great. I don't care what these libtards want to tell you, capitalism got you where you're at. Capitalism is the reason you live like you live today, if you have a great, you know, a great life. And they're going to take it away. They want to take it away. That's the whole thing. They don't want, and it goes back to what I've always said about the middle class, they don't want the middle class. They want the middle class destroyed. And so they want
the
elite.
They don't want a threat. They don't want a threat.
Yeah. That's
they
right.
Want. They don't
the
want
UN,
threat. And the middle class is threatening.
The United Nations doesn't care if you're a Republican, if you're Democrat, liberal, conservative, whatever y'all want to call them. They don't care what you are. They have an agenda, and their agenda is to take over and have control of the whole world. So, you know, who's doing this and who's doing that, you know, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter.
I think UN's a cover name. I don't think that's the actual people involved. I think there's others involved besides that. That's just a cloak name. I'm telling you. There's something else
yeah.
involved with that. What do you think?
I can agree with Antoinette. Is the United Nations is just another word for the one world order? You know, is what they're trying
right.
to implement.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is.
Right.
They want to basically, and this is why Obama's for it. Obama is pro. I mean, and it's not just Obama. Everybody gets mad. Well, you're racist. No, I'm talking about Obama, the Bushes, the Clintons, and way back are all for the same thing. Although they don't come and talk about it, Obama's more vocal about this.
Well,
at least,
Bush
at least
Daddy
if you can
did. Well, now it's
thing.
Time. It's at that time for it now. I
yep.
mean, you know. Shut up, Antoinette. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. It's free form, you know that.
No, that's all right. I'm gonna shut up.
Antoinette knows we can get way out there. We can get way out there in a. And although most people in this chat room probably would understand what we're talking about, but you know, it's way more than what's at your eyes. I mean, what you're seeing, it's really
yeah,
deep.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it is way deep, and they don't want you to know about it. They want you to watch
yep.
Dance with the Stars. They want you to watch some type of award show. How many award shows are there nowadays? My wife watches all that shit.
I don't know.
I don't give a rat's ass. I don't either. There's a bunch of them out, you know. Wow.
You know what? I hope she doesn't cook for you tomorrow. You're going to leave her alone. You keep picking on her. I hope she does not cook for you tomorrow.
No, I'm not.
And take the keys to the truck.
Well,
I'm going to stop picking on her.
Now you're asking for a domestic battle, war. And I'll sign the paper.
Iggy's mom
like
said,
Obama.
Dancing with morons, an American idiot. Pardon me?
pretty much.
I never watched him, Iggy. Pardon me?
Iggy pretty much nailed it.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's watching, you know. They're not watching the politics. They're not watching what's going on around them. They're watching Dancing with the Idiots and or whatever. They'll dance with the morons and American Idiots. You know, I mean, that's just kind of a play on words, but that's pretty much the truth. I mean, most of these people have no clue. And, you know, and if you're like me, you see it within your own family. I mean, I can go talk to my family.
Let's see.
And they have no clue. They ain't got no idea what's going on. And if you try to explain it to them, especially the older people, they just like, enough. I mean, if they don't want to hear no more. I mean, it's like you're freaking them out. Their brain can't
you know
can't
what I
take
see?
In what you're
what
giving
I
them. Barry.
I'm going to bring someone in
together.
On the conversation with
okay,
the, y'all.
Okay, but when I see Barry and Holder together, it reminds me of that movie that Jeff Daniels was in and Jim Carrey. What was that movie? What was it?
Liar, Liar.
No.
Wait a minute.
No, it ain't that one.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. 845?
Yes.
Did anybody answer the chat for that?
Hello, Mike. It's an
Hello.
Echo online. That was before I opened up Mike's line.
Okay, so
it's
my question was, okay, Mike,
but wait a minute, it's an echo.
Channel.
Ron, it's not
yes.
me.
It's not me.
Let me try muting my mic a second. Hold on.
There it is.
See, you want to blame me. It's still there.
It's still echoing.
Oh, is it me? I don't think it should be me.
And it shouldn't be me. I'm on the landline. I'm not on the cordless phone.
I'm trying to compare Holder, Eric Holder, and Barack Obama. Every time I see them, it reminds me of a movie that Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey was in.
Let me see.
Dumb and Dumber.
There you go. There you go. That's the one.
You know why I remember that movie so well?
Because that makes sense what I just said.
You didn't want to see it. It looked dumb and dumber.
When the Fast and Furious scandal came out, that was the first thing I thought. You know. I'm sorry. I thought that was kind of funny. Hey, Mike, did you hear the news today? World War II never happened. You never happened.
Did Obama decide that on his own?
I don't know, bullshit with you.
Yes. I thought they'd come out and say that it was some sort of a Republican conspiracy, that it never happened.
It should be.
I just came out of a debate where two politicians debated that George knows, and I worked on this one man's campaign pretty hard, but it was interesting. I mean, it was put on by the Tea Party. They invited both of the candidates there, and it was a good debate. But it was they handled themselves like gentlemen. There wasn't any of the snide remarks or petty fighting. But what I'll tell you what, some of the people that show up at these events, they're like fanatics in their own right. I mean, maybe the abortion issue was hers, and this woman was like, she was out there. And another guy got up and took the microphone, and he ended up yelling over the candidates, as if that's going to accomplish anything. So it got interesting, but anyways, it just got out of there. I think it's great when people can hear debates like this, and they can compare politicians and let them decide, let the people make the decision of who they want to vote for. That's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be, Mike. No, damn well it's not going to be that way.
No, but there was a long waiting line of people taking turns at the microphone, and it was open mic. You could ask whatever you wanted, and each candidate was allowed so much time to answer. But it doesn't always work that way. You're right. Unfortunately.
I like them debates where you can ask questions. I like to go up to the microphone and ask a question like this. I go like this. You two sirs up here debating, which one of you two is the biggest fucking criminal of both of you? Who's the bigger criminal? You know, because I need to know how to suck my vote. I need somebody to really steal some shit from me. So if you can't steal shit from me, I don't want nothing to do with you, dumbass. So which one's the better criminal here? How do you two fucks? That's why I buried a mayor of a town one time real bad. I was sitting in the audience behind him. I was in the row behind this guy. Mayor. And I heard this councilman tell him, don't answer no questions. Then I went to go talk to the podium. And I said, Mayor, according to him, it's the next 2 weeks, so let's answer no questions. You know, you can't run a fucking system. You can't run a city. You can't answer the questions of a constituent.
Ron, I think that's you, dear.
I think it is, too. I don't know why. I don't know why.
I don't hear any echo.
I'll be right back.
I hear
that echo real good.
Yeah.
I'm going to mute my mic again so this way I can eliminate me. Muting now, so keep yapping.
And I'm using a headset, so there shouldn't be any echo on my end.
It's not me. I'm not echoing.
How about me? Yep. Am I echoing?
No.
I shouldn't be.
No.
There should be no echo at all.
Yeah.
Only echo I hear is Ron. I hear echo from Ron.
I just heard it from you also, Golf Dog.
Joe, how are you?
And me.
Did that change anything?
Pardon me?
That change it?
Prepper Die said it's on your end, Ron.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't hear anybody echoing at all.
Well, I know Mike's not echoing. I know Mike's not echoing, and when Ron talks, I hear an echo.
You're echoing.
Everybody's echoing. You're echoing.
Yeah.
Weird.
Sounds like we may have a bad connection.
So.
There's one way to really tell who's got the echo and who doesn't. And when you say it's not you, right?
Right.
Here's an idea. Mute Ron, myself, and everyone else except yourself.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up and call back in and say if it's me.
Or you don't do it the way the Greek scientific method. Everybody going to hang up at the same time, then listen. If you don't hear echo, there's no problem. See?
Yeah, there you go.
Antoinette, were you saying something? I couldn't hear you over everybody else talking.
Yeah, she's reconnecting.
She said she was going to go with you.
Okay. I can't reconnect tonight. That's just not... So I'm going to vote. Good night, everybody. There's an echo here that's driving everybody crazy. And I can't hear myself think. That's all from me.
Good night, George.
Good night, George. Have a good one, bro. I'll be damned.
The one person I hear not echoing is Mike. Mike's not echoing to me at all.
No, I'm on a headset. It shouldn't be with a separate microphone from the speaker. That's where the earpiece that hears me, so that's separate.
Okay, well, y'all were still hearing echo. It wasn't me because I called in and called back, and it's just really good.
You know what? Let me try
I'm going to go out and reconnect myself. I'll be right back.
Okay, now I'm on the regular cell phone. Is that different?
No, I think we're fine. I'm going to be honest with you. I think it was Ron.
Yeah,
the echo.
I think so, too. I hung up and called back in. That's why I said, okay, well, let me see if it's my end.
Well, I don't know what happened to George. I hope he wasn't upset. I mean, I didn't know anybody was talking over Antoinette.
I didn't either. Right now, both of y'all sound fine.
I didn't even hear it.
Everybody sounds good right now.
Yeah? Oh, shoot. Wait a minute. Continue. Okay. No, because Ron hung up, it was trying to end the show, but I hit continue. We're still good, y'all.
Okay, is that better?
Ron hung up?
Yeah.
That's why the echo...
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Better.
I got something in my... Okay, sorry about that. I don't know. There's my phone doing it, probably.
It's all good now.
Yeah, it's clear.
All right. My fault, my bad.
I told you it was
blame
you.
Blame the host. Victimize the host.
Well.
Thanks, Edna. I love you, too.
Well, it was you. I mean, hey, if you're
it
wrong,
was
you're
me.
Wrong.
I'm guilty as charged. Jesus. You sound like court and police. Guilty
oh,
for a crime. Jesus. Go set the prestige.
Now I'm going to throw a party because I was right.
Yes, like I said, I was
guilty
for charged.
Well, what did Mike call in for? Well, Mike, what was your topic? Mike called in and never got, if he said something, I never heard it.
Oh. No, I wanted to say hi to you first off, Dolph. I didn't, I tried a couple times, but, well, the echo was out there. But anyways, how you doing, Dolph? How's everybody?
Oh, I'm doing good.
The only thing I brought up was my going to that debate tonight, the political debate, two people running for a Senate seat. State Senate seat. And one guy got up and yelled at, more or less accused the other man, said, why are you even trying to divide the vote where we can't afford to even chance losing this seat and you shouldn't be running to even divide the vote? It's like, wait a minute here. What are you, nuts? So the other guy was chosen by a bunch of behind closed doors behind a curtain, and the other guy is running because he deserves to run. He already serves as an assemblyman twice, and he knows what he's doing, and he's a good politician. But the system
that's what's
turned
happening
back
all across
on
the country, Mike, that's happening all across the country. You've got people, you know, when you see you've got one, like, just I can't remember the exact state. East Coast, y'all remember this, but East Coast, there was a candidate running, one Democrat and like five or six Republican challengers. Well, how are you going to win when you don't all unite and you all run against each other? Okay. Yeah. And that's what the left wants. They want all these people to come out, you know, libertarians, you know, Republicans, call them what you want. But you don't have a chance when you've got one Democrat, especially if it's an incumbent. You don't have a chance when you're divided in such a way that you have five or six candidates, you know, on the ticket running against each other against this one Democrat. So, I mean, that you see that across the country, and this is what happened. Oh, my God. I mean, we see it constantly with a libertarian ticket because libertarian ticket always divides the vote. And when I say divides, it basically takes away – it don't take away from the Democratic vote. It takes away from the Republican vote. And so, bam, you get what you got. You know, this is – and they designed it that way. I mean, I've seen a story last week that 80% of libertarians don't understand what libertarian is. They're there mostly because they want one or two things that the libertarians stand for. You know, in most cases, I know this for a fact just because of my son. They want it. He calls himself a libertarian because he wants marijuana legalized. Well, what kind of dumbass is that? You know, and I've tried to explain to him, you cannot vote for a party just because you want something like that. I mean, one issue like that is terrible. I mean, you got to look at everything. And you get these kids, you know, younger people, that they, of course, they agree with more of the right-wing philosophy, but yet they want their pot. They want their dope. So they vote libertarian, not realizing what at all the consequences are there. And it basically is a division of the vote. So I'm going to go back to what I've always said. There is no Republican or Democratic Party. It's all one party. I mean, this is – we have a one-party system in this country right now that's taking place.
Yeah, but if you have a primary and then we settle on one candidate to represent, I could see that. Have a primary and sort them out. But you're right about the libertarians. I mean, we had a couple of battles with we had a couple of battles with one guy that was coming on, and he was trying to convince all of us on the gun forums that I'm pro-gun, I want you to vote for me when it comes time. And we're like, what are you talking about? Well, we need 50,000 votes, and that'll send a message to the Republicans and the rest of the state. And I said, what message are we going to send? By giving you 50,000 votes, we're going to drain those away from the votes that we need to get real people in.
You're going to lose votes by doing that. You're losing votes.
And he said, the guy came back in and said, no, I am pro-gun. And I wrote back to him, and this is in front of everybody, it's a big debate. And I wrote back and I said, you're pro-gun. He said, yes, I am. I said, okay, tell me the difference between 5, 6, and 223. The guy subtracted 223 from 5, 5, 6, and he came in and gave me the fifth. And I said, you don't know anything about firearms. You're trying to pass yourself off as one of us, but you don't understand that basically it's the same ammunition that we're talking about, which used in an AR-15.
Yep.
5.56 for 223. And I said, you have no idea. And instead, you start subtracting it and giving me the what? You don't even know what I'm talking about with this. And I said, so you're lying to all of us. And everybody starts going out laughing. But it exposed him and embarrassed him as a fraud. And I said, what are you doing here? You're trolling for votes, trying to convince gun owners that you're pro-gun to siphon away votes just so that you can get your libertarian thing out there. Forget it. So,
do you remember, all y'all are older like me, but you remember the Ross Perot episode that took place when Ross Perot?
Yeah.
And he basically divided the party.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah. Same thing.
Well, I have an idea that should help y'all. Let's make it so, like back in the old days when they were trying to prevent black people in the 60s from voting, how about if we go back to you have to take a test to vote?
I like that.
To tell you the truth, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that. After listening to some of the blog talk radio shows that I've heard.
We have another call. We have another caller on the line. Hold on. Hello, Cuz.
Larry, hey, what's up, Antoinette?
Hi, Cuz.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Good.
How you feel?
Antoinette, I think that would be a great idea. I wouldn't mind seeing him do that at all. Give him
I
the test.
Believe that.
Taking a test to vote?
Yeah, well, I can see that. I truly believe that, Mike.
Some of the people that are out there aren't qualified to raise their own children, let alone decide who's going to lead our country.
That's true, but we'll send them out to war.
Son of a bitch. I mean, I see some of these animals that are out there, and they're voting for the wrong reason.
Some of these what? Pardon me?
Some of the animals that I see. Some of the animals.
Yeah.
Animals that I see. Animals.
Yeah.
Animals.
Don't you understand?
Yep.
People out there that acts like wild animals.
People that act like wild animals. People have no consideration for others. Some of them are complete animals. I have no respect for them at all. And yet they vote. They can't raise their own children. Animals. They act like animals. Yes.
Not real animals.
I know what he's saying. Well, I tell you know what? I didn't vote for Barack last term. I wish I would have. Because for Barack, I want to be considered one of the animals.
President Barack Obama.
What are you talking about? I'm not talking about who voted for Barack Obama.
No,
I'm talking about anyone who's a politician.
He said the animals.
No, the animals that vote for some of these politicians, some of these animals that are voting don't have any business voting. They don't know how to raise children. I don't know what you're talking about with Obama.
I understand what you're
talking about. Across the... Do you know that idiot with the guy from what was that gun show now? That he was just arrested for raping his own daughter down south from, what was that, Hot Shot TV show? Some
I
of these
don't
people,
know.
They're morally bankrupt. They're animals. They have no business with it. I have no use for them. And yet they're voting. They have a say in how we're going to lead, how we're going to run our country. Who's going to run it? When they can't run their own lives or raise their own families.
We run a corporation.
Well, so, yeah, Antoinette, I'm not talking Barack. I'm talking everything, all of it. And that's not a case of white, black, or anything else. It's all flavors. So that test, being able to test if there was a way to do it, where it was fair to find out, are you qualified to even have a say in a national or in an election? That might work. I don't know how they do it. I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Now, who did that?
Something
who just belted and everything on the phone?
Well,
we don't
like
have any trolls on. We don't have any trolls on the line.
Oh, I heard that.
Well, what do you mean?
But no,
he was talking about.
He wasn't talking about an animal. He was just talking about people that you know. He was just talking about the same people that I'm thinking about. These people that call in. I mean, these people that vote. That sometimes they only vote because they're black and they vote black, or sometimes they vote for somebody because. They say, right on, brother. They don't know what they're voting for or
well, you know
what?
I get people that will say, well, you know what? I'm Polish. This guy's Polish. Bullshit. The hell is that? What? Are you kidding me? No. No, that's not the way. That's the way to elect somebody?
Right, right. That's not
no.
the way it goes. But you got people
well,
out here.
Well,
we're
Irish. I only vote for Irish politicians.
Right.
Bullshit. What? Shit, Jesus. You know? But worse than that, I mean, some of the other ones that vote... They're single-issue voters. That they don't care about anything else. They're against abortion. Okay. Unless they're totally against abortion. There are many other issues out there. You've got to look at the broader picture. You can't just... What? No, it's not easy out there. So we have a lot of... We have in our society, you've seen it. How many times have you seen some of these people that are out there that act like animals?
Well, I
Antoinette, you don't think there's anybody out there in our society that act like animals? Antoinette? I guess we lost her.
I'm sorry.
Antoinette.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, no, we thought we lost you.
Yeah. Antoinette, you don't think anybody out there, you don't think there's anyone out in the society of ours that act like animals?
I can't see calling people animals.
Honey, I can call them a lot worse.
I'm with you.
Yes, I can't do it.
I'm sorry.
The selection of a lot of them, they're out there. But if we don't recognize it, then we're part of the problem by allowing them to exist. A lot of them belong in jails. Can you imagine that? Raping your own daughter. I hope they lock him up. I hope they put that guy away for
a lot. Talking about the DuPont, or he's not going to jail?
No, he ain't talking about him.
No, this just happened.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that. Excuse me, y'all. We have 15 minutes. 14 minutes. The call-in number is 718-508-9813. And I put the number in the chat room for y'all. And here is the link for the flash chat.
So, Antoinette, why do you think they should have the test for the voting?
I don't.
You think just anybody should be allowed without any ID to vote?
I didn't say without any ID.
All right, good. That's
but
good
if you're
thing.
Of age, I believe that you should be able to vote.
Yeah, but you need. But how about the ID?
Of course, you should have ID.
Okay.
I agree with that. They should have ID.
Pardon me?
I agree with that. They should be able to prove how they are, who they are.
Yes. And prove your address and everything so that you're not voting multiple times.
Yep.
And not only that, that you're legal to vote in the USA.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How many stories have we seen since the last election of multiple votes? I mean, sometimes three, four, or five times. It's been ridiculous.
No, that's golf dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, but we've seen that during Bush, too, where... You know, I mean, it's look.
Oh, that was a good.
They're playing the games, and you know, they're doing whatever they want to do, and it's just,
yeah.
You know,
dead people
that's
vote too.
Way
you know.
How people are. Pardon me. Yeah, we have
dead people
voting,
vote
and yeah, dead
they
people.
They all the time. You know, some
and then
else.
They vote multiple times in multiple places and. Multiple cities and countries.
And you know what? They never clean up the rules. Whenever they give me a list, you know, as a committeeman, and they tell me, okay, here's your petition list for your neighborhood. You got to go out and get signatures. You know how many times I've gone to homes where, oh, he died 4 years ago. What? You're still listed as a Republican. I'm going to people's homes, and that person died. I bought the house.
Well, the fact of the matter is...
But what I want to know is, see, what constitutes a good voter for you? You know, do they have to be one that agrees with what you agree?
That's the reason why I said,
do we need to go back to testing?
No, education. Somebody needs to vote that's educated and understands what's going on in this world, in this country, and understands all about all that. So somebody that has a good concept... But not somebody that watches Dancing with the Stars all day and then walks to the voting booth the next day. That's not a good voter. We need somebody that's educated because right now the education in this country is corrupt, very corrupt. So you've got people going out there casting votes that ain't got a clue other than they were told to do this.
Yep.
Okay? We don't need nobody telling nobody how to vote. We need people to educate themselves. If you ain't got the brain to educate yourself and you're stupid, okay? And trust me, we got a lot of stupid people in this country, okay? So, yeah, they shouldn't be voting. These stupid people should remain stupid and just watch Dancing with the Stars and keep out of the voting booth. That's the problem. So, yeah, and you said something earlier, Antoinette. You said something about maybe there should be a test.
I asked. I didn't say it should be. I asked.
Seen the story. It's funny. I've seen a story about that today, and it was a real simple question that they brought forward. And I'm not even going to repeat that question here, but it's just a simple question, you know, that somebody that watches Dancing with the Stars and are watching these shows all day and do not pay attention to what's going on around them, you know, they could never answer. I mean, my God, do you ever watch the videos, the man on the street videos out there by, you know, multitudes of people? I mean, there's a lot of dumbasses in this country. I mean, period. There's a lot of dumbasses, and we deal with that every day. You know, both sides, both parties. It's on both sides.
So then that's setting the qualifications up. So what you're saying is if a person, you know, to me is, all right, look, you're 18, you're old enough to go and serve in the military, you're old enough to go to war and die, but, oh, no, you can't vote.
If you're good enough to drive a car and you have to be tested to see if you're competent enough to drive and direct a vehicle on the national highways, maybe they should license you or give you a test to find out if you're competent enough to cast a vote to say who drives our country.
Well, okay. Let's say that's the case. Then if I'm old enough to work and have a job, if I'm 18, then, if I'm too...
old enough to pay taxes.
If I'm not old enough to... if I'm not reliable enough or educated enough to vote, then I shouldn't be educated enough to have to pay driver's license. I mean, to pay driver's license, to pay taxes.
You shouldn't be educated enough to be able to take the driver's license.
Okay, then I shouldn't have to pay taxes
either. You don't have to just pay for it and get it. You have to earn it. You have to pass the driver's license test. Taxes, they don't give you a test to pay that.
Okay, but if you're going to tax me for something that, you know, someone else can do, then, hey.
But you don't need a driver's license.
But they do it with Obamacare. I'm paying for what someone else is going to get teeth benefits or for dental benefits that I'm paying for. And also for maternity stuff, which I'm never going to have a child. It's physically impossible, but I'm paying for someone else's medical benefits. So they do it anyway.
Are you aware more of the more illegal immigrants? I'm talking about legal immigrants, I should say, legal immigrants that have come to this country know more about this Constitution and this country than the illegals and actually the Americans today, the ones that have been here all their life.
The people that come in, they have
to go through such a process.
Yes.
When they come through that process, they know more about it than you do, than I do. I mean, they are very well schooled to gain their citizenship. And, you know, of course, that was before Obama, who wants to let anybody be an American citizen. You know, I mean, we got people in this country right now that are from other countries that I guarantee you can school you, can take you to task, and they know more about it than you do.
You know how many presidents, the names of the presidents, they understand how Congress works. They go through everything. It's not an easy process. They don't just hear you.
How does Congress work? How do they do it?
Is that how it's supposed to be or in reality?
Yeah.
How it's supposed to work, the country that we're supposed to have and what the original intent was is a whole different than what we got today. They keep latching on to the way it's work and saying, yeah, this is the Congress. No, it's not the Congress it was of yesterday, and it's not the Congress as it was originally designed. It's a whole different animal.
And they took that test, and they done what they did because they really, really wanted the American dream. These other people really, really want the American money. I mean, you got these illegals coming in. They just want it given to them. They don't want to learn nothing. They don't want to learn English. They want to keep their language, and they want to come to this country and live on our dime for free.
You know, one politician told me he would love to see actual reality, how many millions and millions and millions of dollars are sent every week from this country in money orders to Ecuador and South America and who knows, all every country and who knows how many countries. So where the millions are coming from. And it's just leading us out. Whereas that money would work, that money would be kept in the neighborhoods, in the states, and be used. And you know what I mean? It would stay here. It would work within here and the infrastructure here. Instead, it's hemorrhaging the money. Because they only come here to visit. And then when they're done, I mean, I know guys personally go to the supermarket the other day. Oh, it was last year, not the other day. And I went into the bakery, and I said, where's Victor? And they said, he left. What do you mean he left? He was all happy. He made $50,000, saved up $50,000, and that's all what his, that was what his intention was, to come here to begin with. And he saved up the money, and he turned himself in to immigration, and they sent him home. They flew him home. He didn't even have to pay for the airfare. He opened up a bank account. I forget the name of the bank, but apparently there's a way where you can open a bank account here in the U.S. and have access to your money in South America, wherever you live. So that way you don't have to transfer anything. It's his money.
Well, you do know that when the U.N. fully takes over everything, that there is going to be no borders.
Not in our lifetime, Antoinette.
Not in our lifetime. There's a lot of things I didn't think that I would see in my lifetime that I'm looking at today, and it's progressing.
Progressive
rapidly.
Yeah, it's a progressive attitude. And
no, I didn't say progressive. I said progressive.
No, I'm saying
it's increasing.
Progressives. Yeah. No, I'm blaming the liberals and the progressives. So you're right. You use the key word, the right word.
Same
not
thing.
The conservatives.
The same thing.
Well, check this out.
But, you know, like I've been saying, it's going
to
be.
I think Ron was trying to say something, y'all.
But go ahead, Ron. Go ahead, Ron.
We got 3 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
I'm not looking to hang out.
Oh, you're not? Okay. Well, I was telling everybody we were. Okay, but we're not,
y'all. I'm going to back up.
No, that's okay.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, it's been cool, folks. It's been fun as usual, always. We'll definitely do the same time tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel. We'll thank everybody for coming out tonight and hanging out with us. It's been fun. Iggy Mom, you need to call in sometime and talk.
He does. Not too often. The Nods didn't call
in. I know. I'm just joking.
I'm really hurt the Nods didn't call in. Nods, you hurt my feelings.
Right. But,
you hurt my feelings,
anyway, Nods. What's that?
Though Nods didn't hurt my feelings because he didn't call in.
Yeah,
because he didn't call in.
Nods, you should be punished. But hey, from all of us, I'm going to say I'm out of here. Have a good night, and I'll see you tomorrow at this time.
Okay, have a good night, folks.
Good night, guys.
Thank you for coming.
Bye-bye.
Because I always feel like running, not away. Because there's no such place. Because if there was, I would have found it by now. Because it's easier to run, easier than staying and finding out you're the only one who didn't run. Because running will be the way your life and mine will be described, as in the long run, or as in having given someone a run for his money, or as in running out of time. Because running makes me look like everyone else, though I hope there will never be cause for that. Because I will be running in the other direction, not running for cover. Because if I knew where cover was, I would stay there and never have to run for it. Not running for my life. Because I have to be running for something of more value to be running and not in fear. Because the thing I fear cannot be escaped, eluded, avoided, hidden from, protected from, gotten away from, not without showing the fear as I see it now. Because closer, clearer, closer, nearer, because of you, and because of that nice that you quietly, quickly be causing, and because you're going to see me run soon, and because you're going to know why I'm running then. You'll know then, because I'm not going to tell you now.